Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Food Rebel Eats podcast. I'm Jody, and I'm here to teach you the truth about food. Understanding how my body works, how food works, and how we actually have all the power to create the health and the bodies that we want has changed my life. So I'm here to make this so simple, so clear, and to help you have complete certainty that you can have the healthy body that you deserve. Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're gonna talk about why 99% is a bitch. So this will piggyback a little bit off of the video, I think it was the last video posted about why going all in is the actual path of least resistance. And just to kind of beat it home a little bit more, okay, I heard this saying somewhere one time, I think it was from a book that I read, about how 100% is a breeze and 99% is a bitch. So I want you to think about this concept in terms of your body, your health, healing something or achieving whatever you want with your health, body, or fitness goals. So this is why going all in and 100% is way easier than leaving even 1% of space to the potential or the possibility of not having what you want. So it used to really annoy me when people would say, just decide, like decide to have this thing, decide that you're gonna have it. And really what they're talking about when you hear that, just decide to have it, is that you're committing all of your focus, all of your intention, all of your energy, all of your actions that would be in alignment with having the thing that you have decided to have. The other thing is that you're not going to just decide for one time in one moment. You're going to have to keep repeatedly deciding. And especially when it comes to food, health, fitness, movement, and your mindset, you're going to have to redecide over and over. Maybe even at every single meal, snack, or, you know, like every single day at the beginning, because you are new to this and it's a new decision and it's a new way of being and it's a new commitment. But the part that I wanted to expand upon is this 1%. So why is it so much easier to just like 100% commit to what you want? It's because the 1% is going to allow your mind to try to negotiate with you about why you shouldn't stay committed, or why you don't really need to go to the gym, or why you really can go eat French fries or something that is not on your food plan. And that little voice inside is just the old version of you that hadn't decided, that hadn't committed, that hadn't said, I'm all in on having this new body, or I'm having this health, or I'm having this health outcome. And that little voice is the one that's the one you're used to, and it's the one that wants you to stay the same, and it wants you to stay familiar. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Like, one is your subconscious mind is running the show, and it wants to just make things easier. And so to change your subconscious mind is work. And it's the work that you do, and it is that repetitive work. It's that repetitive decision. It's that repetitive commitment to the new way of being, the new thoughts, the new processes that way. And so it's just easier to like just run on default, right? Can you like think of a place that you drive to all the time where you don't even have to think about it? It's kind of maybe scary. One time, this was years and years ago, but when I used to have my Pilates studio, I had a client one time on, she used to come on Friday mornings with her friends. And one Friday, she just was like super late to class. And it was, I think, a trio. I had a reformer trio. And she was like, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so sorry I was late. I just drove to the mall without thinking. And I was like, that's hilarious. But the thing was that Fridays were the day that this group of friends would go to Pilates, and then they would go get coffee downstairs, and then they would go shopping. And it was like a just a thing they did every week. And so she had been on autopilot, skipping the workout part first, but you know, it's still driving to that same side of town. We're in the same area, it was the same day, and so her mind had just navigated her to the mall instead of to Pilates first and then to the mall. But this is exactly how your mind and your subconscious are working when it comes to just the way that you are with certain subjects. So with certain subjects like the way you eat, the way you work out or you don't, the way you sleep, the way you know, focus and push yourself to create change and to get a goal that you want. It's just, if you haven't been that person, you have to become that person. And that takes practice and commitment. So the reason that it's so much easier to go all in is that you don't leave any wiggle room to negotiate with yourself, about who you are going to become. And that 1% is really very powerful, because especially at the beginning of creating a change and a new identity in terms of your body and your health, you are going to need every ounce of effort of your mind. Like, you are the one that is in charge of what you choose to think and then therefore feel and do. And if you know, if it's new and it's something you really want, but you haven't gotten there before, it's going to take this ultimate commitment. And so if you leave a little bit of space to like maybe not get it, then you probably won't get it. And that's why 99% is a literal bitch, because you'll just drive yourself insane and crazy. Like asking yourself, why did I start doing this thing again and then I just stopped? Or why did I start my diet and then Friday night I went out to eat and I ate crap food that doesn't serve me? Or why did I say that I'm gonna go to the gym every single day and then I didn't do it? Now, you don't have to do things like this extreme, but like these programs, sorry, there's something in my eye, you guys. There's programs like 75 Hard. What they're doing is they're training you through your mind and your body. So when you have to do something very out of the normal, out of the ordinary, you like have to decide to go all in. And so sometimes, like I said in the last video, which you should definitely watch if you haven't already, it's easier to just make a full body commitment, a full mind and body commitment, because you're not going to leave any wiggle room and you're not going to leave any of that negotiation space. So it's best to decide to have what you want no matter what, because it is going to feel hard. It is going to feel like it's not here yet and I just did everything that I said I'd do and I feel no different yet. And that's what is going to happen. And so you backing yourself with your commitment to having your goal is what you have to do. And so it's just simpler so that there's less energy battling itself, which I talked about a little bit in the last video, when you just say, nope, all my energy is this way. All of my decisions are for this outcome. All of my food choices right now are for this weight loss goal or this training goal. You know, if you're gonna run a marathon, like when I ran my marathon in Honolulu, we had weekly and daily runs and trainings, and my long runs were always on Saturday mornings. And so like I couldn't skip those or I would be screwed when it came to the day of my run, right? Because 26.2 miles is no joke. And you better show up and you better train your butt if you don't want to suffer through that race. I mean, it's hard enough anyways. So I actually have another story that I'll do a video about my marathon that's really insightful, I think. But the point is, like, if you know what you want, make a plan that you believe in and hit that plan. Hit the marks for it every single day, because it does require repetition of your decision, repetition of your food choices, repetition of what you put in your mouth, what you don't put in your mouth, how you move every single week, every single day, week, month, until you hit your goal. So how long it takes is going to vary, but just know it will always come the fastest when you go all in and you make the 100% commitment, okay? So I hope this was helpful for you. If it was, please hit the like button and definitely subscribe. Make sure you're clicked on the bell to get notifications of all my other videos. And if you want or need support to help you reach your goals that you decide that you will have, whether it's weight loss, whether it's getting in shape, whether it's getting toned, whether it's having a baby or healing your gut, you can do and be and have all of those things, but you have to commit and you also have to have a plan that you believe in. So if you need support with that, you can check out my coaching options below, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.